this is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast. And this is our 10th anniversary special. Hooray. So I hope you guys will email me and let me know. In these last 10 episodes during these last 2 weeks, you know, we spent some special times together. Some good times and some bad times and some, well, some mostly good times. Except for that time, you know. Anyway, today we've got a special treat. I know I promised a John Waters interview, but couldn't find the tape for it, so I've got the next best thing. An interview with my friend and fellow Sacramentan, Keith Lowell Jensen. Keith is quite a performer there. Not only is he the founding member of the I Can't Believe It's Not Comedy troupe, you can visit their website at notcomedy.com. But he also performs as a stand-up comedian, and as both himself and an alter ego, Francois Fly. It's like a giant human fly stand-up comedy act. It's a lot funnier than it sounds. Unless it sounds really, really, really funny, then it's just somewhat less funnier than it sounds. But his latest endeavor is the panhandling banana. He's been studying the art of panhandling, and his latest phase with this project is dressing up as a banana in a banana costume and panhandling in various parts of Sacramento and seeing what kind of money he gets from it. Sometimes he doesn't get much, sometimes he gets quite a bit, but he documents the progress on his website, which is whyliedineedadrink.blogspot.com. But we'll also link this on RetroCrush, if you can't remember that insane URL there. But yeah, he's dressed up as a mummy, he's dressed up as a banana, all kinds of funny stuff here. So he has an interview on National Public Radio coming up, so to help warm him up for this interview, I thought it would be good if I interviewed him, because if he can survive an interview with me, he's certainly ready for National Public Radio. So without further ado, here's the RetroCrush interview with Keith Lowell Jensen, recorded just hours ago. Well, this is a special RetroCrush podcast remote interview, and today we're going to be talking with a longtime friend, first-time caller, Keith Lowell Jensen, who currently, well, I'll let him describe his latest amazing project with you. Keith, in the past, has been involved with bringing trash movie festivals to Sacramento. He is founder of the I Can't Believe It's Not Comedy troupe, and he has a John Waters mustache that he's continually struggling with to keep it from looking horribly sleazy. But, Keith, why don't you tell us about the panhandling banana?
Well, we are challenging the question of whether or not panhandlers are making it rich, as is pervasive urban legend, discouraging many people from giving to them.
So the urban legend you're referring to is that there's this bum that stands there with a "will work for food" sign, and they end up going home to this nice house every day, and they have thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I had several friends suggest that, you know, not that this was an occasional rare occurrence, but that, you know, it happened more often than not. They would point at any random bum on the street that I chose to give a dollar to and say, "Oh, man, that guy probably is making more than you or I, blah, blah, blah. You don't know what these guys make. It's crazy." So I decided to find out what they make. And then I put in a banana suit. The psychology, this is hard to explain, but somehow it was less humiliating for me to stand out there in a banana suit than to just stand out there in my regular clothes. Of course, you've seen my regular clothes, Robert, so you'd understand that.
Yeah, they're almost as humiliating as a banana suit. I didn't know they still made Garanimals for adults.
I have trouble with matching. Yeah, I'm colorblind, so you'll notice today...
Today's a rhino giraffe day, I see.
Yes, and yesterday I discovered that the gorilla actually goes quite well with the chimpanzee, so sometimes you got to break the rules a little.
So, you know, you talk about the various... your cell phone's ringing during an interview. Who the hell calls you?
Yeah, no one. I can put it on silent.
Okay. Hey, you know, there's the myth about hobos making lots of money while they're panhandling.
I don't like your use of the word hobo. A hobo is a train hopper. We're talking about panhandlers, bums. There's a difference.
Okay, well, bums, they pan a lot. You know, a lot of them have signs that say, "We'll work for food." And every so often you see a woman that looks kind of okay, you know, by bum standards.
Do you think any of these hobos would actually have sex for money or food?
I know I would. Such an offensive question that I'll just pass.
Now, you are a devout vegetarian.
Vegan, even, yeah. And I haven't been offered food yet. I kept saying it would be really hilarious when I handed it back and explained that I was a vegan and I get the whole beggars can't be choosers thing, literally, for once. All I've been given so far was some melted chocolate-covered granola bars, and the woman was so sweet, and this day I was actually just dressed as a bum, so I felt really bad, and I didn't have the heart to give them back to her and tell her I was a vegan. But one of these days I will.
Has anyone ever offered you a tuna taco?
No tuna tacos. This is exactly what it's going to be like to be interviewed by This American Life, isn't it?
I just prepare you for NPR because you know they whip out this kind of shit. Hey, another question. Being a vegan, if you were dying of thirst, would you drink cow piss to survive?
I will do whatever's necessary to preserve my own life, even if it means killing you and eating your flesh. I don't think the nutritional value of cow piss is particularly high. But sure, if I thought it would keep me alive, yeah, I'd do just about anything.
If you accidentally drank the standing water in New Orleans with the floating corpses in it, truly make that not vegan water?
You're such a sick piece of shit. I'm going to pass on that.
All right, quit evading my questions, sir.
No.
You work for FEMA or something? Hey, okay, the next question is, this time I'm asking is because I know the answer.
You've done better at stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I know. Well, if I had more than three people in the audience, sometimes it helps. Another question for you. You once showed Faster Pussycat Kill Kill here in Sacramento, and there's... I already know the answer, but I just think this is a hilarious story about how Russ Meyer actually confronted you about it, and you got to speak with him over the phone about this deal. What was that? What happened? You came home one day, and
well, it wasn't actually Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, which we could have shown. That was one of the few ones he'll rent out. That had already been shown in Sacramento. I wanted to show something different. So we got Super Vixens, which is an absolutely incredible movie. Bought it through The Big Reel, which is a magazine that specifically sells mostly stolen.
This tells Russ Meyer stolen films.
Yeah, well, stolen films in general, yeah. And we found a Russ Meyer one in there. It was pink and faded. The print was terrible. I get home and I get a panicked phone call from our business partner. Oh, my God, Keith, Russ Meyer just called. I gave him your number. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do. He's going to yell at you, blah, blah, blah. So I said, relax, it wasn't Russ Meyer. So my phone rings, and I said, hello, okay, this is Russ Meyer. I said, yeah, okay, this is Easter Bunny. What can I do for you, Mr. Meyer? He says, I'm really Russ Meyer. What do I need to do to prove it to you? So he had me call Hollywood Information and ask for Russ Meyer, you know, Enterprises or whatever, and then call the office and answered with, satisfied? And I said, yes, I am. Mr. Meyer, pleasure to meet you. He explained to me that he owns every print of every film that Russ Meyer has ever made. So it's very easy to prove in court that it's his, that some fell out of his possession, you know, while they were being shown in theaters, but that it's his film and he wants it back and we'd better not show it. So I kissed his ass. I said, Mr. Meyer, I'm a big fan. I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you. I, you know, would never hope that this would be the way that I would talk to you, but I love your movies, so yeah, I'll send it right back to you. We're out $100, so what? But I can send it back to you, or, you know, 40 of your most diehard local fans can see it first, and then I can send it back to you, and it would really mean a lot to us if we could see it. And the flattery got me everywhere. Mr. Jensen, you sound like a solid citizen, a stand-up guy, a gentleman. Real quotes. So he let us show it. But he had a friend of his who was a local cameraman for a news station come to the theater and pick it up in person. Well, there's debtors that were breathing on me harder than Russ Meyer that I paid earlier than I paid him. So it was about 2 weeks later, 6 in the morning, my phone rings. Jensen? Yes? Meyer. Oh, hello, Mr. Meyer. You know, Mr. Jensen, I believe there was supposed to be a royalty check for $40. Oh, geez. You know what? I'll get that in the mail right away. I'm really sorry. Hey, $40 isn't going to change my life, Keith. I just want it done. I want to move on. It's like making love to a beautiful woman. You ever made love to a woman, Keith? Yes, Mr. Meyer, I have. It's like you're making love to a beautiful woman. It's not going to change your life. It's something that happens. But you want to come. You don't just want to be there fucking and fucking and fucking. You want to come. Mr. Meyer, you will come. I will personally see to it. Thank you, Mr. Jensen. And he hung up, and that was my last conversation with Mr. Meyer. I don't think I ever did send him the $40, though.
Do you think the $40 you were to send him might have paid for the medicine that he needed before he died?
Oh, I killed Russ Meyer.
Do you think maybe you could borrow some films,
someone you want.
Someone I want dead that I can't think of, so now I sound like an idiot.
Because really
I'm stammering. Do you think you should borrow some films by Michael Bay and not pay him the royalties? Because okay. Therefore he might die.
That was good. I'll get on that right away.
So, Panhandling Banana, you recently had an auction on eBay where you offered to let somebody buy advertising space on your cardboard sign. How much did that end up selling for, and who was the lucky bidder?
It certainly wasn't Retro Crush, who I think bid like 68 cents. It got up to $70.
I'm on eBay probation for some Nigerian shit that was going down.
Are you really?
Well, the movie said they were 18 years old on the cover.
All right. Unfortunately, the winner was gotbadcredit.net. Get it? It's like got milk.
Like, gotbadcredit.com, it wasn't even them, it was the .net spinoff, right?
Yeah, and this guy, we make fun of him on the website all the time, and he rarely gets it. Like, he'll chastise other people for making fun of him, where my whole post that started it is making fun of him. I even put a picture of Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob and put, the winner really loves money, you know, we'll eat a mile of money's shit just to see where it came from, sort of thing, and he didn't get that was an insult.
Did you already do the ad yet?
No, I'm going to wait until I can do it on camera, and I'm kind of dreading it, but my cameraman went to Hawaii for the week, so we haven't been able to do it. But I told him that it would be a couple weeks anyway, so I'll probably do that in a couple of days.
My cameraman's on vacation, too, in New Orleans. I haven't heard from him
in weeks. Please, Robert, don't edit out the silence, okay?
I'm sorry, this interview's over.
Wow. I think the only way I can end that interview is by playing the Atari music from the Atari ET video cartridge. Actually, that was a technical screw-up. I was going to close the show with that, but accidentally played it before I came back. So, I know you're surprised to hear a technical screw-up on this fine podcast, but I let you down yet again. Apologize to every single person out there that was offended by the content of that interview. I guess I'll be needing some new subscribers for all the people that are going to cancel, but if that's the kind of entertainment that you like to hear, please email me at rberry@retrocrush.com. While we're on the Atari kick, I will leave you today with the theme from Atari's Raiders of the Lost Ark cartridge. It kind of almost sounds like the actual music from Raiders of the Lost Ark if you stick your fingers in your ears and hum really loudly. So have a good day. We'll have another podcast for you on Friday. And until then, may all your days be Retro Crush days.